What are your thoughts on being selected by the Patriots?
It's obviously a dream come true. I'm from Connecticut, and I grew up a Drew Bledsoe fan, and my goal was to play for the Patriots, and it's just a dream come true, and I still can't believe it's real.
Were you a Ben Coates fan then, too?
No, I was always just a Drew Bledsoe fan until he ended up not playing for them anymore.
What do you remember about Drew Bledsoe coming to New England as a number one pick in 93? Where were you at that time in your life? What do you remember about that?
I really don't remember what pick he was and when he got drafted. I just remember getting that first Patriots jersey and wearing his jersey all around my house. And then they had Martin at running back, and I fell in love with the Patriots ever since then.
You know Drew Bledsoe, but what do you think about catching passes from Tom Brady?
I still can't believe it, but I'm just glad I'm going to a team that has a great quarterback. And I had a great quarterback in high school, and it's an honor to play with a great NFL quarterback now.
You're also going to be going to a team with a few other Florida Gators on that. Do you anticipate the transition being a little bit easier, knowing that you're going to have a couple of former college teammates coming up here with you?
Yeah, it'll make it a little more easier because you'll have people you know already and feel comfortable around. But it's still going to take some getting used to and meeting all the other players and getting used to the NFL system and everything. But it definitely helps having some teammates around you that you feel comfortable around.
Is there a guy in the league now who you saw growing up? You touched a little bit on Ben Coates and Drew. But is there a guy who's in the league now who you try and pattern your game after?
Not really. I just always try to pick up things from different players, like some great players, and like the way Antonio Gates uses his body and stuff like that, the way Tony Gonzalez catches with his hands all the time away from his body. I just try to pick up things from different players to try to become a complete player and just keep working every day to become the best I can be.
Aaron, did you ever get a chance to see the Patriots play in person?
Actually, I have. I went to one game. And it was when Drew Bledsoe was there, it was actually for my birthday, and Martin was at running back. I actually remember like it was still today. It was one of the greatest days of my life, and now I'll actually be on the field, which is crazy.
When was that, and who did they play? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember who they played. I remember Drew Bledsoe threw for two touchdowns, and Martin ran for a touchdown. I remember that, though.
How old would you have been? Well, you said it was for your birthday, so do you remember how old you were turning?
I don't remember which birthday it was. I had to be young, though, probably around between 8 and 10, probably, something around there. Yeah, probably around there. My birthday's November 6th, though.
How much true tight end did you play, or did you play some H-back, or did you move around the formation some?
At Florida, they had me moving around a lot I'm versatile and I can do many things. So Florida used me a lot of different ways. I'm hoping the Patriots do the same way, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get on the field, whether it's on special teams or whether it's in the offense, and whatever they need me for. I'm just gonna be ready to get on the field and accomplish another dream.
Did you meet with the Patriots and Coach Belichick, and if so, how did that go?
I actually met with them at the combine. That's it. And I felt like everything went well. And me and Belichick already have somewhat of a relationship because he's so close with Coach Meyer, and he was at our practices. So I've known Belichick for a while now, so I felt comfortable around him when I went there to see him at the combine.
What do you know about Bill Belichick and Urban Meyer's relationship?
I know they're very close and they're very similar. They're both really strict and go by the rules and are tough on their players, and they both love to win, and they do win. And it's an honor to play for another coach. It's a great coach and a tough one.
Was it a given growing up where you did that you'd be a Patriots fan, or are there divided allegiances, growing up in that area between different teams?
I don't know. I think it was probably the first game I seen, because no one in my family is really Patriots fans. I'm really the only one. And just seeing them on TV all the time growing up, that's the NFL team you mostly know about, so you seem to follow them since they're always on TV. But that's really the main reason. And then their quarterback and the person they always talk about was Bledsoe. So that's what made me become a huge Patriots fan.
Did you get a chance to cross paths with Rob Gronkowski at all during the pre-draft process?
Yes. I was... hanging with him a little bit at the combine, and we have a good relationship too. He's a cool kid. We chatted a little bit, had some laughs together at the combine, and I'm looking forward to playing tight end with him.
Do you have his number? Have you talked to him at all today or yesterday?
Actually, I haven't spoke with him yet, but we'll soon probably speak and look forward to start working together.
Just what was your reaction to where you were drafted in being in the fourth round? A player with your statistics and awards, I'm curious if you that was a surprise to you to be drafted in the fourth round.
It was a long draft, but I'm happy anyways, regardless of where I got picked, because it's a dream come true. And I didn't care whether I went in the first round or the seventh round. As long as I got picked up, I was going to be happy, because there's millions of people out there that would love to be in my shoes, and it's still an honor regardless, no matter where you get drafted. So it's an honor to play for the Patriots, whether they pick me in the seventh round or where they pick me.
Aaron, can you just real quick, can you look back? Not a lot of New England kids leave to go to schools like Florida. Can you just kind of reflect on your decision to go there?
Well, I was set on going to the University of Connecticut with my brother, but then my high school coach was a huge Florida Gator fan, and he sent my film out to them, and they came up and were interested, and they told me why not take a trip down there for a spring game. So I took a trip down for the spring game. I walked inside the stadium and fell in love with it, and then I just ended up committing while I was down there, falling in love with the stadium.